Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
630 CHED and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America wide.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
It is 106 in Edmonton. Hour number two of Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer, Brennan Escott with you. Oilers Now is brought to you by Digitex, who wish you and yours all the best during these challenging and uncertain times. Hugh Porter and the staff at Digitex.ca, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. All right. We will do some open line coming up at about 1:35. We've not done a lot of that over the last few months. Part of the reason is our setup, but we're going to look at taking some calls. We'll get to some texts as well. I will tell you right now that my computer in the building is down, so we're going to rely on Brendan to jump in here momentarily. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted with Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street and 111th Avenue. Open Monday to Saturday. And you can reach us on the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline. River Cree Resort and Casino, excitement, bet on it. The province is back up and at it, and so too is the River Cree Resort and Casino. For the horses and horse racing in Alberta, Mark Spector every Tuesday in Oilers Now, live thoroughbred racing back at Century Mile, Friday and Sunday evening, post time 6:15 p.m. Back to full fan access, but you can always watch and wager online as well at hbibet.com. Spec is our headliner for today's show for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. Just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K, today. As we bring Mr. Spector back in. Mark, you got something going on here. Like, you picked a pretty interesting date to do your celebrity golf tournament.
Yeah, the Spector Golf Classic for Sports Central. We picked the date first, Bob. We had July 28th, long before the NHL decided to make that UFA day. So, unfortunately, you can't play now, right?
Well, yeah, but that's fortunate for, the people that would want a pseudo-celebrity, because not much
of some poor foursome that gets Bob Stauffer now gets someone who can golf, so that's good.
Yes.
Listen, it's just like Horse Racing Alberta. We're wide open. We got 215 golfers. Jeff Fominick down at MHK Insurance is our title sponsor again, and we're at the Quarry and wide open. It's a big tournament next weekend, or next Wednesday, I should say.
How's it going in terms of procuring celebrities to help you out?
Well, we've lost a bunch of guys that, you know, for instance, Archie Henderson loves to play, but he can't play. It's July 28th. It's free agent day. With the pandemic, Dave Tippett's always been part of our tournament, but he's been in quarantine so long, he says, I can't come back up here and go into quarantine. So we won't have Dave Tippett. We'll miss some media guys like yourself and, Jason Greger and some of the guys around town, but we're going to be okay. We got Carter Hart's going to play. Tyler Benson's going to play. Nick Holden's going to play. Jake DeBrusque and Louie are going to play. So we've got a few handful of guys. Colton Pricko couldn't make it this year, but he's a regular out there usually. So, you know what? We're going to have some fun. We're going to raise a bunch of money for Sports Central, which is what we're there for, and hit a golf ball around. Hopefully we get some nice weather, Bobby.
All right. Awesome, Mark. And again, what's the website for your golf tournament?
It's just search out MarkSpectorGolfClassic.com. It's there. We have a waiting list, but unfortunately, we are sold out. So, you know what? I'm getting the feeling, Bob, as Edmontonians and everybody, they're just dying to get back and do things like that again, right? Everyone wants to go out and play a charity tournament that we missed all of last year. and it filled up quick. And as usual, the town's coming out to Sports Central, which is great to hear.
All right. Earlier in the show, I asked people if Edmonton, and again, Speck still thinks it's going to get done involving Adam Larson. I'm cautiously optimistic, but also pragmatic. And I asked point blank, if Edmonton could not, if they don't get things consummated with a return of Adam Larson, what should the Oilers do? Who should they target? And we will go at this time to Brendan Escott, who's in the main studio at 630 Chad. Brendan, what sort of responses are we getting?
A lot of people suggesting David Savard as a name, who obviously started out with Columbus, but most recently down in Tampa. Dylan DeMello, not protected by Winnipeg. They chose Logan Stanley instead. A lot of people saying Dylan DeMello could be a good target. Travis Hamonic has been floated by a few different texters, as has Jamie Oleksiak's name. So you're starting to see a very defensive theme here. And then, of course, Tyson Barry, who may be the most logical plug-and-play option there, I guess.
Well, that's an interesting one. It's my belief, I heard through a secondary source, that there has been a couple conversations between the Oilers and the Barry camp over the last week. Mark, I have a theory on this. Do you want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
My theory is the Barry camp has come to the realization that Tyson is not going to hit the home run in free agency, despite the fact that he led the league in points by defense, and that Edmonton's a pretty good location for an offensive-minded defenseman. Let's see. You're playing on the number one power play for two straight years in the NHL. You're playing on a team that has the top two scoring players in the last 2 years in Connor McDavid. Actually, over the course of the last three seasons, McDavid and Draisaitl have led the NHL in scoring, and there's nobody within 30 points of either guy. So, and they've got a terrific power play. So if you were an offensive puck-moving defenseman, where, and you're comfortable, and I do think that Tyson's a guy that enjoys being out in the West, maybe this might be the place that a guy needs to be at. And I wonder whether or not the realization has come to that camp that he's not going to get a 5 or 6 year deal in the $5.5 million range, despite the numbers that he put up. So maybe he needs to refocus on where there's a good fit.
Well,
the problem for just hold on a sec here. The problem for Tyson Barry is the Oilers have got a somewhat like-minded player coming who's 6'2", who has made massive strides in his off-ice training and has a chance to be an elite offensive puck-moving defenseman. Like, I'd say right now, Mark, if Barry's not on the team next year, Evan Bouchard will be on the run in the power play fairly quickly, and by halfway through the year, unquestionably for me, would be in the Oilers' top four. And I could see Evan Bouchard having a 50 to 60 point season next year.
Whoa! You think so?
Yes, if Barry's not here.
Okay. Well, I'm here to tell you, an Oilers team that includes Adam Larson and that is going to re-sign Darnell Nurse next year will not include Tyson Barry. And I think obviously they're re-signing Darnell Nurse. So Larson and Barry are either or.
Okay.
You know, for a lot of reasons. A, for money. B, if you put those two guys in with Ethan Bear, now where's Bouchard going to play? It's time to play Bouchard. So you can't have Barry and Larson. It's not going to happen in this town. That to me is, I bet you my house. So. I'm not sure, you know, you have a very, you're speeding up the evolution of Bouchard a little bit for me. I haven't seen many rookie guys like him step in and run the best power play in the league and score 60 points. That's a pretty big ask.
I'm telling you right now, if Barry is not on the team, I see Larson as a 50-plus point defenseman next season.
Bouchard,
yes. Yes. So, special thanks to Kevin in IT for helping me out, getting us back up and running. Into the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Hey, Bob, Cowtown Bob here. Can you speculate as to why the Oilers wanted to protect Zach Kassian? I don't see that much upside in. Mark, I got to tell you, I find, like, in the Caleb Jones, like we had people that actually think that Caleb Jones is a better defenseman than Duncan Keith. Caleb Jones was a healthy scratch. For all the people out there, Stauffer, I hate the deal because Chicago didn't need any money. I get that. But don't try to tell me that Caleb Jones was a better defenseman than Duncan Keith.
Yeah.
But we have people that think that Duncan Keith or Caleb Jones was better than maybe his role suggested last year. And then we have this debate. Like, I think Juju Arcara is the guy that gets claimed. And we have a lot of people that say the Oilers should have protected Tyler Benson over Zach Cassian.
Okay.
And I am not one of those people. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. Why do you think the Oilers protected Cassian over Benson?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you why people are saying what they're saying is because Zach Cassian has not lived up to his contract. So this is seen as a potentially a chance to dump a bad contract. So I get what people are saying. Okay, I get it. If Seattle took what's Cassian making 3.25 off your books.
3.25
You know, he's not living up to it, right? It's just no question. It's an old economy contract that he's not living up to. So I understand how people are saying that, but I also want to say that Edmonton is a skilled, smaller group of forwards without a lot of bite. And I know Zach Cassian has not shown up enough. I'm the first guy to say it and the first guy to write it. But I will say to you that on the rare occasions when things get a little squirrely, when someone maybe takes a little advantage of Connor McDavid, when you want someone to be able to step up and settle things down, that's one thing that Zach Cassian does do for you consistently. Is that fair, Bob?
Yes.
He doesn't. When it's needed, he knows when it's needed, and he does it, and he's good at it. So I get it. 3.25 is way too much to pay if that's all he's bringing to the table. I'm totally in agreement on that. But if you're going to start next season without Zach Cassian, then when those games come along and the Oilers get pushed around a little bit, now it's up to Darnell Nurse to step up and do those things. I know he's willing. I don't want him doing it. And until if I guess my question, and then we'll stop talking. If not Zach Cassian, Bob, then who?
Curtis Gabriel.
Then who?
Curtis Gabriel. You signed Curtis Gabriel to a deal. I don't think Cassian's going to be gone. I think he's going to be here. If I'm the Oilers, I look at Curtis Gabriel, okay? And I get him signed, and then I alternate playing Gabriel and Devin Shore as my fourth line left wing, depending upon the team. You're playing Calgary, you're playing Vegas, Curtis Gabriel's in the lineup.
Okay.
You're playing, I don't think Seattle's going to have a lot of toughness. Ron Francis didn't have that in Carolina. I think they're going to go with more of a skilled lineup. Colorado, you're playing them, Devin Shore plays. So the guy I would go get is Curtis Gabriel.
Okay, that's fair. So you're going out and getting some more toughness.
Yep.
That's fair. The Oilers bottom six, they need a few things.
They need dimension in their bottom
six. They need dimension. They need guy. If you know, you got to be able to help the big boys with some points, and if you're not doing that, you better make the Oilers harder to play against. There's too many guys playing in that group. You know, Dominic Cahoon ended up in that group. He just didn't score enough, and he's not an abrasive player. Tyler Ennis, who I quite like as a player, but he's that guy too. He's a bottom-tier scorer, and he's obviously very small. Josh Archibald does a lot of things for me, but he's very small.
I
don't like Archibald.
He's a good penalty killer, and he plays a physical game. So does have a dimension. So
okay, that's fair. I'll give you that. And I like Devin Shore. He's a very useful player. But I need some guys with, as you point out, some dimension. Maybe Gabriel's that guy, but having Cassian under contract, I'll repeat it, he's making too much, and I don't like the deal very much these days. But I'm trying to rehab that player rather than cutting him loose, Bob.
1:18 in Edmonton. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, Sportsnet, Speck, and myself will discuss what the Oilers will do in the draft. This is Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Zach Cassian from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. 1:20 in Edmonton. Val from the high desert of northeast Colorado reaches us via my globalnews.ca account and says, Bob, the stink bomb in the room. The rest of the league dismisses junk math analytics and relies on the good old-fashioned eye test on Barry. They aren't impressed by empty calories. Interesting comment. 1:21 in Edmonton. I believe part of the reason for Barry why the market might not be as bullish as it should be for him is there's a perception that he picked the right location, came in on a one-year deal, hit the home run. playing on a team with McDavid, Drysdale, Nugent Hopkins on the power play. I think he helped the Oilers transition game 5-on-5. Didn't mind his game. Didn't like game one for him in the Stanley Cup final early in game or final Stanley Cup playoffs game one early in game two, and then thought he settled down and was really good in game four against the Jets. But unfortunately, Edmonton dropped three straight overtime games. Mark, we have a draft, and again, just a reminder for everybody out there: Oilers Now, Oilers Radio 630 Ched is your home for live coverage of the 2021 NHL Draft. Find out who goes first overall and who will don the Oilers jersey. Right now, projected to be at number 19. Tune in for full coverage round one beginning 5 p.m. this Friday with Reid Wilkins and myself. Then again, Saturday at 10 a.m. The 2021 NHL Draft brought to you by Scott Arthur Millwork, a legacy of excellence on Oilers Radio 630 Ched. Spec, any hesitation in looking at a goaltender at 19 for you?
Well, I think the goalie that everyone's talking about is Kosa, right? Sebastian Kosa.
Yep.
And you know, there's lots to like about him. One of them is he's only got 1 year of junior left and he can turn pro. So here's a guy you could draft this year, and after one more season with the Oil Kings, you could have him in the AHL. So there's a sort of a sped up timeline on the player, which I like. I'm going to tell you, Bob, if that player's there at 19, the Oilers may well make that pick. If he's not there at 19, I could see them trading back and maybe trying to get a third-round pick to add to maybe a later first. What do you think?
I could see that happening. Do you make something happen with Arizona? They don't have a first-rounder. They're going to be rebuilding. They're going to be committing to the rebuild there.
How would rebuild would this be for Arizona, Bob? What? 6, 7, 8.
Mark, they didn't think they were rebuilding last year, okay?
I'm not. Arizona has 3 second-round picks.
Yes. So what if you could move out? Would you trade, and I'm not even saying this is doable from Arizona's perspective. Would you trade the first-round pick and Mikko Koskinen to Arizona for Darcy Kuemper in a second? If you were Arizona, would you do that deal?
If I was Arizona, so I'm getting a first and I'm getting Koskinen, but I'm off. They're big on taking salary. I'm losing my goalie and I'm giving up a second.
But you draft the 19th.
You are draft the 19th. Yeah, you know what? That's a deal could start there. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, a deal could start there. I may say to Ken Holland, you got to keep a little bit of Koskinen. But a deal could start with that, Bob. That's a fair.
The other guy I have a little bit of time for there is a third-line center is Dvorak. I think he's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
He's got 4 years left in his deal. He's not cheap. He's at about 4.5. But I think he's a legitimate good good third-liner.
25-year-old player.
Yeah. He'd sort of fit in the window of the age group of the Oilers team. I always liked Dvorak dating all the way back, spec, to when I saw London win the Memorial Cup in Red Deer. Like that line with Marner and Tkachuk and Dvorak, they just dominated 5-on-5 in that tournament. You know, it was a joke. it's pretty impressive. All right, so let's just say the goalies are gone. Wallstat and Koser are gone at 19 when Edmonton drafts. If they hold the pick, should they be looking at a forward? Like, do you draft? Because you look at organizational need. They got a lot of defense prospects. Like, Bouchard's on the team this year. Broberg, I think, starts the year in the minors, maybe finishes the year in the NHL. Maybe he's in the minors for an entire year. Samarukov. I mean, they got some good defense prospects. They're light, in my opinion, at forward prospects. Would you invest in a forward?
No question. Big guy in Phil Kemp, I think, who keeps, you know what, threatening to pan out, too. So, I agree. I think they're looking at forwards for sure. You know, they need some. This is an organization. Name the sort of potential top six forwards coming up in Edmonton's system after Raphael Lavoie. You know, Dylan Holloway probably be a second line left winger. Who else?
No, their three best forward prospects are Holloway, McLeod, and Lavoie. Those are their three best guys.
McLeod's on the team. So, you know, for sure. So I think we're in agreement there. And I've been looking at the draft, the mock drafts out there for sure. I mean, I know they're looking at a guy out of Sweden, Oscar Olsson. There's a kid named Brendan Hoffman that's kind of being tossed around there. He is a left winger.
Atu Ratti.
Yeah, Atu, you know what? Atu Ratti, there's a guy that was supposed to be a top three pick at one point, and he's dove way down near the bottom.
I might be.
What about Shane Doan's son, Bob?
Yeah, I'd be, you know what, in Ratti's case, and I believe it's pronounced Atu Ratti, I would be quite open to taking, I think if, I mean, he's a big guy. There seems to be weird dips with Finnish players once in a while, Spec. But they got.
Do you
got,
think?
But they've got.
Puljärvi, Laine.
Yes. But they've got. Yeah. First of all, he's big. He can play center. Probably would be here for the World Juniors in Edmonton this year after surprisingly being held off the team this past year.
Right.
I might have some time for him as well.
Yeah. Hey. You know, like the guy that falls off the radar, the guy that doesn't make his junior team when he's supposed to. You know, there's risky picks out there. Some of them turn out. Some of them are Robbie Schremp. Right. Everybody knew Rob Schremp was a very risky pick when Craig McTavish made it. Didn't pan out. Wasn't a good idea. You know, who's the kid the others had? Josh Hosang, I think, fits this group, doesn't he?
Oh, I think Ratti is a higher.
Okay, but my point is, Hosang had a ton of talent, but there were some things going on.
There was some dog in his game, no question.
Yeah, and he hasn't turned out. It hasn't worked. Ratti, let's see, Ratu, however we're pronouncing it. Let's see, he has a twin brother, doesn't he? Or a brother?
Yes.
Is he not getting drafted too, or what's going on with him?
If you say he's got a brother, I'm going to say yes.
I think he had a brother on the team, like a brother that he was playing with. But anyway, that's another tale. But
Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot, final one, because you'll join us again Friday for on draft day for a quick hit. But expansion draft takes place tomorrow involving Seattle. Who is gone from the Edmonton Oilers?
I'm going to say Jujhar Khaira.
Well, that makes for boring radio.
I know. My caveat is that, you know, there's a couple of UFA or RFE, I guess if you count a Dominic Cahoon, that might get signed here. You know, what if they sign? If they sign Tyson Berry, they're not taking anybody, right? So let's see. I'm kind of waiting to see what Ron Francis does in his little free agent window here. If I'm him, I'm looking at the Oilers list, and I'm not that excited. It's just there's not a lot of excitement on the Oilers list. You know what they could do? Could take Chris Russell. And the reason I would say that, Bob, is you know that next trade deadline, there's going to be 10 teams looking for a depth on defense, a veteran guy who they can use as a seven, who can play left or right. To me, there's no more flippable player in the Oilers expansion list than Chris Russell.
Mark, great stuff. We'll talk Friday.
Thanks, Bobby.
129 in Edmonton. When we come back, you can reach us 780-496-0063. Lots of different topics to get to on the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. Keep texting us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line after a global news weather traffic update. Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.